You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps. Second Corinthians 5:20 to 6, verse 2. So we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Working together with him, then, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you, and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So here we are on Ash Wednesday in the Western calendar, the beginning of this journey of Lent toward Easter. This year we're 4 weeks apart from the Orthodox. It's worth remembering. And it is truly a journey that we don't undertake on our own, but that a large group of the Western churches really sort of observe together. And this is the opening passage, and it's a very passionate passage. The verse 20 starts by saying, we beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. The message says, we beseech you, become friends with God. And I like that idea that maybe there isn't sort of a breach necessarily between us and God that we feel like we need to be reconciled. But however close or far away we are from the Lord, this is a time to befriend him or to become closer friends with him. And that very image of being friends is, of course, one that Jesus uses in the gospel. He says, I don't call you servants, I call you friends, because he wants to reveal his mind to us. And this is a season where God gives grace, including grace to understand more his mind for us. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin. This is, of course, a very dense summary of what happened on the cross, what happened, the great Easter mystery. And it's worth saying that the basis of these 40 days of Lent is this Easter mystery, is the fact of what God has done for us. Sometimes people look at the 40 days as almost like sort of muscular Christianity where we impress the Lord, but it's not at all like that. The only reason we can draw near to him is because of what he has already done in his son Jesus. I move on to verse 1 of chapter 6. Working together with him, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. I knew a priest who used to say regularly, I am humbled by how much grace God extends to me and how often I do not accept it. And it is true, this is a season when God wants to be very near to us, where he makes himself available. And we can expect grace in those areas where we particularly need them, in our own life, in relationships. What this passage says is, take hold of that grace, grab this grace that is available. At the acceptable time, it says in verse 2, I have listened to you. And again, the message has a very colorful way. It says, I heard your call in the nick of time, that God is really there, ready to meet us almost before we are ready to meet him. Behold, now is the acceptable time. This is a special time for us individually, for the whole people of God. And I encourage you to make it the special time that it is. Dedicate energy to it. Find others to journey with you. And may God bless you in this season. May you find the grace that the Lord has for you.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.